Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
I want to talk to you. Today is Youth Sunday, and we have used a lot of our kids today. And today I want to talk about a young man in the Bible, and his name is David. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for examples that you give us in Scripture. We thank you for lives that were lived out in the open where we could see not only what they did right, but what they did wrong, to give us hope, for we've all sinned and come short of your glory. Lord, I pray now that you take this time and teach us your will and your way, in Jesus' name, amen. David was born in about 1035 BC. I mean, that's over 3,000 years ago. And he is one of the most talked about characters of all time. Matter of fact, do we have any Davids here today? Any Davids? Raise your hand. There's one. We still name our kids David, after David in the Bible. I said a long time ago, Nero put Paul in jail. Now we call our kids Paul and we call our dogs Nero. It's amazing, but your reputation of who you are and what you are will catch up, good or bad. But David was born, and his life is the most exposed life in the entire Bible. There is not a person that's talked about more, all the things that he did, and even his heart is shown in the Psalms that he wrote. But the Bible opens up David's life so that we can all can see it. And David didn't do everything right. But the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. And let me show you why I think that was. David was about 13 years old, out in the shepherd's field at night, by himself, without a babysitter, watching sheep. And he knew that he had to protect them from other animals who would try to kill him. And David did that. He did it with a slingshot. Two pieces of leather hooked together that he could, and let go of one end and hit the mark. I don't know if you've ever tried that. Slingshots we have, you pull back like this, but that isn't what they used. So David knew what he was capable of as a young man. But when he was 13, Samuel went to his dad's house and said, "The Lord has sent me to anoint your son king of Israel." Now, King Saul had been king 5 years before David was born. He had been king for almost 20 years now. Why are they anointing someone else? And so he brought out all of his sons except David, because according to Dad, they were all more qualified than David. Listen to this, kids. You think that, oh, Dad likes the other ones better. Dad thinks the others are to achieve more. Dad thinks, don't worry about that. It isn't what Dad thinks, it's what God thinks. And Samuel said, "Not this one, not that one, not this one. Do you have another son somewhere?" And he said, yeah, out in the field with the sheep, but he's David. I mean, he has a slingshot and a little harp that he plays, and he sings a lot. He said, I want to see him. And God told Samuel, this is a man. You anoint him king. One of the things God showed me probably 12 years ago was to bring these kids out of the gym and bring them in here for church. Not only can our young people sing, but they can pray with people at the altar. They know the word of God. They're not perfect. David sure wasn't perfect. They'll make mistakes. Matter of fact, they'll do some really dumb stuff once in a while. Want me to name some of the stuff? Oh. One of the parents said, what should I do? My kid did this. And I said, what'd your dad do to you when you did it? We as adults have short memories. We don't remember back during those times. Someone said, preacher, don't tell the kids that you got a speeding ticket when you were 17 years old. Okay, I won't tell you I got a speeding ticket when I was 17. I won't tell you the consequences of that. But I tell you, because you two are going to mess up. And I don't want you to mess up to the point where you have to pay the price I had to pay for my messing up. David was anointed king. David didn't become king. David had a few things to go through. When he was 15, he went down to take some food to his brothers who had met a bunch of Philistines, and they were hiding behind the rocks. David, at 13, knew who God was. Matter of fact, at 15, he knew what God could do. And at 15, he said, this battle is not your battle, this is God's battle. So why don't you go out there and take him on? And they had this big giant out there saying, come and get me, send me your strongest man. And you know what David said? Any man can take him because he's only has to be God's man. So he went in and they put all this armor on him, and David said, I can't walk with all this armor on. I'll just take my slingshot because it's not my battle, it's God's battle. Talking about a bully. David met a big bully. And he picked up 5 stones and he took that slingshot and knocked him down. And he died. Because it was God's battle. I always remember, I taught our youth group when I was 15, 16 years old. When I went off to the Navy, my little brother Jim started teaching it. I said that I felt led in the ministry from the time that I was a young boy, about the same age as David. But I wasn't called until I was in the Navy. 20 years old. And at 23, I was pastoring my first church. God has a way of making you who he wants you to be. David went out at 16 years old and killed Goliath. And now he is running away from Saul, and Saul is about to give up his kingdom. And David goes out, and in chapter 21, he says, David said to Imlek, is there not here on hand a spear or a sword? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapon with me, because the king's business required haste. So the priest said, this is just so amazing. What comes around goes around. The priest said, the sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, there it is, wrapped in cloth behind the ephod, if you will take it, for there is no other except that one here. And David said, there is none like it, give it to me. When he became a man and was ready to take over the kingdom, what he did as a boy came back, and he was given Goliath's sword. You young people today need to understand that you don't need to wait until you're 50 or 60 or 30 or 20 for God to use you. God can use you at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and He can use you in a mighty way, mightier than He ever used me, mightier than He's ever used any of others on earth. Because it is not your battles that you're fighting, it is God's battles that you're fighting. God will give you what you need to win from battles that you fought years ago. Next Sunday, two of my old friends are supposed to be here in church with their wives. And I can tell you this Sunday because I want to tell you next Sunday in front of Chubb. His name's Ronnie. I named him Chubb in the second grade, and he now says, that's all I go by. I'm even Grandpa Chubb. He played catcher on the ball team. Alan Schaefer, who's coming with him, played third base, and I played shortstop. And we did that together for about 12 years. Doug Bear pitched. But Chubb picked on me in the first grade. He's a big kid, and I wasn't. I went home crying one day, and Dad said, if you come home crying again, I'm going to give you something to cry about. So either Ron's going to whip you, or I'm going to whip you. I had experienced Dad's whippings. I had experienced one from Ron. So he was pushing me in the back going home from school, pushing me in the back. And I really felt bad. I just turned around, went like that, hit him in the nose, his nose bled, ran down his shirt. I sat down with him, put my arm around him, cried. You know, there's things on the internet that says, what's your best friend's name? You know, mine is Chubb. He and I have been friends our whole lives because we settled it a long, long time ago. I'm not telling you that was necessarily the right things to do, but sometimes the battles that you fight when you're young will become, he bullied me. But I had that big kid when I was in the seventh grade. Nobody messed with little Bobby. He became my guardian angel. 1000 B.C., David was anointed king. David reigned in Israel until he was 75 years old and he died. He had ups and downs as king, but that which God anointed as a boy, no man could change his destiny. No man could change it because God had ordained it. And that's God's sovereignty. And you young people right now, I'll tell you, there isn't one of you sitting here that God doesn't have a plan for your life. And it only includes Him. We're all hurting today. I was at the church on Wednesday driving home in my little convertible. Fire truck came at me on McCord, and I pulled off the road and let it pass. I didn't know that was a fire truck and the fireman was going over to pull Mackenzie body from her home. Mackenzie that had the cutest little haircut I ever seen. Lou Spence's grandson attended here. Teenage boy. 17, in our youth group, several years ago now, but it hurts just like it was yesterday. Got hit, killed instantly. Tiffany's Abbey, I still hurt, played handbells here. 13. Love the Lord. No doubt in my mind. Circumstances build up. Bob and Judy Anderson are youth directors, 17-year-old son. Car accident. You have no guarantee that you're going to make it to 68. But you got one guarantee. God will walk with you today. He'll anoint you today. He'll be with you today. He'll strengthen you today. Because he did David. John Ziegfeld sitting here. They just moved back to Toledo. Their oldest son stayed in Canton, Ohio. Came off his motorcycle. Is he 19 or 20, John? You don't know when. Suddenly, in a twinkling of an eye, things happen. I've lived long enough to know the old will die, but the young may die. Paul and Carol lost their daughter. Pastor Kay lost his son. Pastor Risen lost his son. Teenagers, get it right. Get it right now. Seek what God has for you and do what God wants you to do. Older folks, live to teach them. When I started pastoring, I was 23. And you know who I was leading to the Lord? People 20 years old, 19 years old. I remember the board. We were up to running 160 people. I took the church at 36. And I was a glowing success for 6 months. Took it down to 16. But I started winning young people to the Lord. And our board was made up the next year. Everyone was under 30. It was amazing. You kids can run a church if you seek God's will. And we're going to do our best as those of us who are older, not elderly, older. Make sure that you get that opportunity. We're going to make sure that you see what the church is and how it can use you. Because you're not the hope of the church tomorrow. You are the church today. Our Heavenly Father, David died in 961 BC. There are no other records of his life except what we have in the Bible. And all historians believe who David was. But 1,000 years later, Jesus, you came. And the world doesn't want to believe who you were, even though there are many documents outside of the Bible that talk about you. They don't want to believe because your life demands a change. Your life demands us to look at our life on eternal values, not temporal ones. So God, I pray today, not only for our youngest people here, but the oldest one here today, that we know our purpose is in planting olive trees of which we will not eat, working with these young people, that we will not live to see the ministries that they do, but we know that they will carry on because we've taught them to lean on you, not on us. Help us to open doors of opportunity for all of them, and help them to be men and women of God, willing and able to step through. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.